This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Well, here they are. Get rid of the entire quarterback room, and you bring in Russell Wilson, who's a 9-time Pro Bowler and a Super Bowl champion, and you bring in Justin Fields. And so I think the Steelers have upgraded significantly. Given this franchise's overall history and how they have handled really quarterbacks, but every position and major decisions, a very deliberate, very patient, to a fault, I think, in many cases, Omar Khan has pretty much napalmed all of that.
For Fields, okay, well, what if they don't work out any type of deal? They don't exercise that fifth-year option, and then he just sits for the whole year. Like, what then? Well, the league just told you nobody wants him, so why wouldn't he want to come back to Pittsburgh, maybe for a chance to start?
Oh, I got a good feeling this morning. Oh, man. I can't take it. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Herrenkalas. The Fan Early Morning Show for the average Joe, or the average for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale. That is the sponsor of the Fan Early Morning Show. I can't take it. I cannot take all of this news. You just heard Adam Crowley, Chris Mahler, and Joe Starkey in that order. We reacted immediately for you on Saturday evening, and that was some of their initial reactions. I'm sure, absolutely sure, they're going to talk about that today. On their respective shows, the Fan Morning Show, the Joe Starkey Show, and the PM Team. So that's what we got on Saturday, is Justin Fields coming to the Steelers for a conditional sixth-round pick. What does that mean for the Steelers? A whole lot. What does that mean for the way you should perceive the Steelers and what moves they're making? A lot. And then my heart kind of sunk yesterday, not in a bad way. I guess that's sunk isn't the right word, but I just became extra excited because I see Ian Rappaport on Twitter says former Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams has visits scheduled this week with the Panthers, the Jets, and the Steelers. So now a veteran receiver is on the radar for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That seemed like a position of need for them since they traded Deontay Johnson. And they didn't tender Allen Robinson. They released Allen Robinson. So that's what we're doing right now. That's what situation the Steelers are in, is that they've overhauled many aspects of their team, and in particular, the quarterbacks. You're welcome to call me this morning. 412-928-9370 is the phone number if you want to get a line. React to the Justin Fields news, you're welcome to. I was also in on Saturday providing initial reaction and allowing the fan hosts to come on and give their initial reactions as well, because the news from the Steelers just keeps pouring in, and there were a lot of you that reacted on Saturday, but you're welcome to do that now as well if you're up earlier, if you're not one of the late people, or, well, it's not the weekend anymore either, so you're probably going back to work today. Give me a call anyway, 412-928-9370. Let's talk about what Justin Fields means for the Steelers. We can also talk about this report with Mike Williams, who has a visit scheduled with the Steelers. He's a veteran receiver who's coming off his tenure with the Los Angeles Chargers. So we'll talk about it. 412-928-9370. Get yourself a phone line. I'll get you on hold, and I'll talk to you here this morning, because there's so much to discuss as well. The Penguins somehow still in it. They split their games over the weekend, so, I mean, they're still in it, but they're still not, you know, playing great. But so we're going to get rid of them out of here. I mean, unless any of you want to talk about them, but probably not, and I'm not too interested in that either, so we'll skip it. The Pittsburgh Pirates still going through spring training. Paul Skeens has been officially optioned to the minors, so we knew that was coming. Ben Cherington said it, not a surprise, but his performances being up in the majors, that was those were notable, and he brings a lot of excitement to this Pirates team, and hopefully they bring him up sooner than later, because we want to see him pitch in Major League Baseball, and he looks like he's got the stuff, and he's thrown in triple digits with his fastball consistently with his velocity there. So, Pittman's basketball declining an NIT invitation. They were also part of the first four out, so they're not making the national tournament, and they're not playing anymore. They've declined the invitation to go to the NIT tournament, so their season's over. Yeah, some disappointments, but if you appreciate the way they came back and they finished fourth in the ACC after the beginning of January, I mean, there's a lot to appreciate, and there's nothing to be frustrated with them about. They played great basketball down the stretch here to even get into a position and making it to the semifinals of the ACC tournament. They had an impressive season, which does deserve a lot of recognition. That's kind of the rundown there. Okay, now let's talk about Justin Fields, Pittsburgh Steelers. He's coming for a conditional sixth-round pick. So what we know is that he's got an option that's going to need picked up before the season begins. I think I saw May 2nd was the date for that. But it's coming soon where they'll have to make a decision. The draft's coming along, and then after that they're going to have to tenure this contract because Justin Fields still on his rookie contract. So there's a couple ways the Steelers could go. It seems it's going to cost them $25 million to bring him back on this next option. So do the Steelers value Justin Fields at $25 million, or does the league value him at $25 million, or is any team willing to outbid the Steelers if the Steelers were to decline the option and then try to sign him back as, I guess, technically a free agent? That's yet to be seen, and that's the big question. Nobody wanted to trade for him. The Bears were floating out first-round picks, second-round picks in return for him. Nobody wanted him after multiple teams reported having an interest in him. And a conditional sixth round is coming back. At best, it could be a fourth, but that's not as likely. It seems that it's going to be a sixth-rounder for him, the conditional sixth-round pick. So they went from asking for a first or a second to a conditional sixth round. So that should show you where the market is on Justin Fields. He's not in high demand, which means that the Steelers could feel comfortable risking not picking up that next option and then signing him back on a deal somewhere between $6 and $10 million over 1 to 2 years if he's willing to sign for cheaper. I'm sensing that Justin Fields kind of understands as well that the market value on him is not as high. And I think that for him, just getting out of Chicago and having the opportunity to play somewhere with a fresh start, with a legacy like the Steelers have, I feel like if I were him, I would be comfortable sitting behind Russell Wilson, because I've heard Chris Mueller threw it out there. Some of his dark sources have said that Russell Wilson's probably still going to be the starter, even though Justin Fields comes in here and is now going to be a part of this team, as long as they can get some sort of deal done. So really it's about valuing, okay, how willing is he to sit behind Russell Wilson initially and then be trusted with starting if Russell Wilson falters or if Wilson eventually leaves in free agency for the Steelers, and how much of a discount is he willing to go for? Is he going to bet on himself and bet he can get money from somewhere else? Because once they let the contract expire, once they don't tender or just outright decline that fifth-year option, Fields will be able to sign with other teams. So the Steelers could dangle him and let him loose for a little while and then bring him back if they want to, you know, renegotiate. Perhaps they'll just sign him to an extension. I mean, there's a lot of moves that they could make. There's a lot of moves that they can make. There's a lot that they can do with his contract, or there's more ways that they can figure this out than just automatically tendering that $25 million, which means that they could get him for cheap. They already got him cheap in the trade, a conditional sixth round for a guy drafted high and with the talents that he has. I mean, the steal, Omar Khan's doing it. He's really doing it this offseason. And so it's not expensive to trade for him. Now the question is, okay, you know, how much more value can you take from him at cheap prices? And that's what it's going to be. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. I don't think the Steelers want to sign him for $25 million and get that option tendered. I don't think that's likely. Now, and nobody else seems to think that that's likely as well. So now it's just a matter of the logistics of, okay, you decline the option, you don't tender the option, and then what can you sign him for, and are you willing to take the big risk of letting him go into a free agency state? Are you confident that he'll sign back with you, or another team won't outbid you for him? Now, again, the trade market indicates that, yes, probably nobody will try to outbid you for him because nobody wanted to trade for him in the first place. A conditional sixth round was what the Steelers got him for. So the market in the NFL for him is not very high. So if, you know, a team wants to float out there $2 million, $3 million for him, and the Steelers can outbid that to like $6 to $8 million, and I say $10 million at max for him, I would pay him $10 million. If the Steelers can outbid all the teams that don't have faith in him and don't want to invest that much money in him, then they should be fine. Would it be a disaster if another team outbid the Steelers for him in the worst case scenario that you may think? Well, not really, because again, it's a conditional sixth round for him. So, right, like it's not you didn't trade a highly valued asset for him. So, I mean, in a doomsday scenario where they don't tender him and another team outbids him if they let him go into free agency, that to me, that's not a huge deal. So that's the logistics of the Justin Fields trade that was announced on Saturday. So Justin Fields of the Steelers from the Chicago Bears for a sixth-round pick, a conditional sixth-round pick. And also the Steelers reportedly, per Ian Rappaport last night, going to host a visit with Mike Williams, veteran wide receiver formerly of the Los Angeles Chargers. He's visiting with two other teams as well, but the Steelers are one of his stops of three apparently this week. So the Steelers are busy. Omar Khan getting majority of the credit, and you really haven't heard from Mike Tomlin at all this offseason, have you? Probably for the better in this case that he's staying away. I don't know how much influence he's having internally, but much of us are giving praise to Omar Khan, and it doesn't seem like a coincidence that he comes in and all of a sudden things start changing. So we give him majority of the credit here for what he's doing, just maximizing the value of players that he's been able to acquire. And while we're uncertain yet how well these players can still perform, I say Russell Wilson in particular, throw that name out there. We don't know how well he's going to do. We don't know if Fields is going to be able to figure it out here in Pittsburgh, but the overall excitement level for this team, I think, is higher than it's been in a while, just because these aren't safe decisions that they're making. It seems like they're taking risks, and I'm going to go more in depth about what I mean by that coming up next. You're welcome to get a phone line at any time and talk to me, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. You can also talk to me on X at Callas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. I just realized it's the day after St. Patrick's Day as well, so maybe some of you, like Doran Dickerson, have taken off work today, and maybe you're not up at this hour. But but if you are, though, if you're going into work, you're welcome to call me, talk about sports. Mainly the Steelers. You talk about anything, though. There's just a plethora of news from last week that we can continue to talk about this week. There's so much to touch on, so much going on with Pittman's basketball, with the Penguins still mathematically in it somehow, with a lot of exciting players coming up for the Pirates this year, just so much to run down. So if you want to call in any time, 412-928-9370, you're welcome to do so. And again, on Twitter, you can talk to me directly on there as well, at Callas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. More on Justin Fields, though. I'll tell you why I think that either way that the Steelers go, either way that they perform, it's going to be guaranteed better than what we've seen in these recent years. I'll talk about that when I come back. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet in McMurray. Save some green at Sun Chevy or at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 37, low of 29, mostly overcast skies throughout the day. And then tomorrow, warms up a bit, high of 44, low of 27. Overcast skies expected. I also saw a snow graphic in the forecast for Friday, and I hate that. Yeah, goodness. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas. Once again, yep, this is the Fan Early Morning Show. Got a caller on right now that wants to talk about something in Pittsburgh sports. So, hello, what's your name?
Good morning, Little German Rod.
Hello, what's up?
Hey, I think Omar Khan is a thief. He just stole the Steelers' two good quarterbacks. He went from maybe a C-plus quarterback room to maybe a B-plus minus. And I think that the Steelers also should put a sub-package in for Justin Fields if they are going to use Wilson first, because he's too good of an athlete to sit on the bench.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Nice to see that you're happy as well this morning. I'm sure we're all a little more excited about the Steelers now. I agree in some aspects that he may be too good to sit on the bench, but I also know that he just had the opportunity to start with the Bears for what, four seasons, and he didn't look – he wasn't good enough to bring them out of where they were, and a lot of his flaws were exposed in that process. So while a lot of us say that he's too good to be sitting, also I look at it and I just think, well, he's still got to improve. And that's it. I mean, he's got a lot of raw talent, but if he doesn't improve, if he doesn't get better and really harness all of those tools that he has as a quarterback, he's not going to make it. He's not going to help the Steelers. So, also, too, if you haven't heard, Ian Rappaport tweeted out last night, looks like Mike Williams, former Chargers veteran wide receiver, he has the Steelers on his list of one of three teams he's going to visit this week, so that's exciting news. The Steelers need more wide receivers. They only really have Justin Fields, but and then George Pickens, but I mashed the two. So let's try that again. They have George Pickens really is the only established wide receiver on their roster right now. I mean, Calvin Austin seems more like a specialty guy, and he's a little shorter than you may want from your receivers. You don't want to rely on too many rookie receivers out of the draft either to play. So maybe one or two more additions. Mike Williams could be a good choice. So I like to see that Omar Khan is interested in tenuring him, and it's good that Williams will get to visit Pittsburgh and now talk to the Steelers about negotiating a contract for him to play. Now, I teased this earlier, so I'll get to this now. This, I think, is an important conversation. No matter what, the Steelers are guaranteed to do better than they have in previous years. Now, what do I mean by that? So, I've seen a lot of tweets as well coming from people who are talking about, like, okay, you know, this is exciting because you feel like already this team is better. You feel already like this team has players that have definitely made it better. Now, they haven't played any games yet, so we still just speculate here, right? But I've also seen some tweets and some posts that have said, well, this could go one of two ways. It's either going to go really good or it's going to go really bad. And I think that the people that are posting that, I think, are missing the point in this whole ordeal. Like, it's a great observation, guys. Okay, it could go one of two ways. But I think the point entirely should be that, hey, we're really happy. We should be happy as Steeler fans that it's going to go one of two ways. Really good or really bad. You know why? Because they're not going to the middle. It does not seem like they're set up in a situation where they're going to finish in the middle and be on the bubble, potentially getting into the playoffs, and then losing in the first round. It doesn't feel like that. If they make the playoffs, it feels like they could win a game in the playoffs. They could be a higher seed than they have been in previous years. And they could make an exciting run with exciting players. On the other end of the spectrum, this could blow up in their faces. And they finish with 4-6 wins this next year. And at least we can say Omar Khan tried and made aggressive moves and it didn't work. So now we can start over by not tendering Fields or Wilson, potentially drafting a quarterback, and moving on from there. But Omar Khan is only focused on this coming season with the players that he has, and it doesn't feel like the Steelers are going to finish in the middle, and that's the point. Let's take this caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Greg. How you doing this morning?
I'm feeling great, Greg. What's on your mind?
I'm feeling great this morning, too.
Yeah.
You know, last year, the Steelers finished 10-7. It ain't like they was down and out and everything else. They needed a quarterback. The defense was decent, very decent. The offense couldn't move because simply we did not have a decent quarterback.
So you think
you're going to get a half-decent quarterback now.
Mm-hmm.
You got rid of all the receivers. You're going to have to bring some rookie receivers in and let them play in the NFL. I don't like the Steelers' idea of getting a decent receiver and keeping him on the bench like they did Calvin Austin. He should have been out on the field catching passes and in on plays.
Sure.
When you get some good, decent receivers, even if they're rookies, you play them. You don't keep them on the bench like Mike Tomlin did. Maybe that Omar Khan changed his mind about some things.
Greg, yeah, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. No, it's not a bad way to think about it. Calvin Austin, I think, is just really quick. But, like, he doesn't have the height, and he's more of, like, a specialty guy is from what I'm hearing. Now, if you have the opinion that he should play more and that they should use him more and use some of their younger receivers more, you're not wrong. I won't say that you're wrong. I also think, though, they need at least one other veteran guy on this team. George Pickens could be the number one, but they need at least one veteran guy. So I'll meet you halfway. You're not wrong. Sure. Maybe they should use some of the younger guys more. I just know that from what I understand, Calvin Austin is more of a specialty guy. They need a more established receiver in there, I think. And then they can go to the draft and get a couple other younger guys that could start. But you need a couple established guys, I think, as your one and two on the depth chart. But back to my point real quick as I wrap up this show. They could either do really well or really poorly, but it doesn't feel like this team is going to finish in the middle. And again, that's the ultimate point. So if you're saying this could go one of two ways, and maybe you're scared, maybe you're like, you know, what if they don't do well? What's going to happen? I say don't worry. I honestly say don't worry. Omar Khan feels like he's focusing just on this coming year. He's not worried about what's going to happen next season. He's getting guys that he feels like can win this coming season. If they don't, that's fine. It feels like they're going to implode in spectacular fashion, but if they actually play well, then the aggression paid off. But he's not worried about speculating about contracts for next season and down the road. Right now, it's just about, okay, what can we do this season?